this time last year, my car was vandalised and actually ended up being written off outside my house. And the PSNI were absolutely amazing. They came to the house. I mean, I'm a transgender woman, by the way, and they seemed to, you know, people were sort of saying it was them more vandalised than tried to feel, because they actually just basically wrecked the car. And so when the police came out, they were more than helpful. And then quite recently, I've had ornaments stole from the front of my house, and people tried to get in over the back and tried to break into my home. And again, the PSNI came out, and they were absolutely amazing.
So you're full of praise for them. Unlike David, who's been through the ringer in South Belfast, you believe that when you reported your issues to the PSNI, they fully understood your circumstances and were particularly helpful.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, first of all, a male officer came out, and Peter McAlay, and I don't want to mention any names, but then, you know, a female police officer came out to see me, and they were like, they gave me their personal mobile phone numbers in case anything ever went wrong, and they were more than helpful and understanding, and just, you know, absolutely amazing, and really, really made me feel at ease then, and I was able to just relax, because, you know, it unnerved me, all that sort of thing sort of happening. And they were willing to go and even sort of go to people's houses and ask if they'd seen anything, which they did do. They went round everyone in the street and asked if they'd seen anything or heard anything. And, you know, it really made me feel at ease, to be honest, Frank, you know.
And, what part of the world are you living in, Connie?
I live in the Lower Ormond.
So your example is easily compared with David's example. He's in the Upper Ormo area, and his reaction to the PSNI investigation is as scathing as I've ever come across. And you're giving the full praise to the professionalism of the police. I just wonder, is it down to, you know, who gets which officer? You know, you've obviously got members of staff there that are outstanding at their job, whereas maybe David has been interacting on the ground with officers who don't fully understand his position as a gay man, whereas the officers you've been dealing with understand your life and indeed the challenges that you have to put up with when thugs come to visit.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I mean, I am transgender. I'm a transgender woman, and you know, they took that into consideration. And then after the male police officer came along, I got a phone call from a female police officer who's an absolutely lovely girl. And she said, Connie, don't worry. If you're going out, don't worry about leaving your house, because we will make sure that on a Saturday night, when I go out, I only go out one night a week, and it's just up to my friend's house. And I would go up there, like, and we would, you know, that's my night out. I don't drink or anything, so I don't sort of bother going to clubs. And she says, don't worry, we'll be up and down that street, you know, intermittently, and we'll just sort of take a wee look at, you know, at your house and just make sure everything's okay and stuff.
How tough is it for you, Connie, when you're out and about? Do people look and point on occasions and say, there's Connie, she used to be a bloke?
No, that doesn't happen. You know, if it does, I don't really notice it, because I don't really care if they do.
Absolutely, but the point is that why they're targeting you?
No, I don't think it was anything to do with my transgender, but me being transgender. But to be honest with you, it comes along hand in hand, and if anything sort of goes wrong, you tend to sort of think, God, I hope I'm not being sort of picked out. But I don't believe it would be anything to do with that, because to be honest, you know, I consider it very normal, you know, because I've been living with it for so long, so I don't feel as if I'm, you know, out on a limb or anything. And there's a lot of girls that like me, you know, that are transgender. And to be honest, when you're living with it for so long, you just sort of consider it just to be part of your makeup, being part of you, you know.
Yeah, because that's exactly the way it is. It is part of you. It is your makeup. But there are people who are so narrow-minded in this part of the world that they would unfortunately target you because you're transgender, or target David because he's in a gay relationship. This is where hate is coming from, because people are different from what the thugs are actually like themselves. They don't want anyone who's different. They want people of the same colour, the same nationality, from the same street, under the same flag, probably with the same hairstyle. You know, they don't want anyone who's different from they are. And that's why they've got a problem inside their heads.
Yeah, probably. I try not to analyse it too much because, you know, I've got a few wee sort of problems of my own, apart from being transgender. You know, I've got a few wee things, you know, I've had mental sort of problems in the past, you know.
Well, why do you think you were, why do you think you were targeted?
Oh, I don't think I was targeted, Frank. I just think that it was maybe a random act.
All right, you were just the person who, what did you say at the very beginning? What did they do on you?
Well, basically, this time last year, I went out to go to, I work voluntary for the hospice, and I went out to go to work, and my car was just vandalised.
Sure,
beyond repair.
And Connie, I agree with you. The chances are they didn't know it was your car. And I'm not using the term just, but they were just vandalising, if you understand, as opposed to targeting. But the police were excellent in the follow-up, and that's an important point to make too. Connie, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you,
Frank. Bye-bye.
No, top drawer. Thank you very much indeed. Not in any way diluting a wanton act of vandalism. 21 minutes to 9. This is U105. Good morning.